It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's the holiday season, and we're in a decorating mood. Can you tell us about those flowers that most of us have either on our tables or decorating for the holidays, the poinsettia?
Yes, the poinsettia. This is probably the flower for the holidays in December, and it has kind of an interesting history. You know, it's a native plant. It's a shrub, actually, in Mexico and Central America, and it was, quote-unquote, discovered by Joel Poinsett, believe it or not, who was the ambassador to Mexico back in the 1800s and also a botanist. He sent it back, and for the first bunch of years, poinsettias were grown as cut flowers, and they actually were featured in the Philadelphia Flower Show in the late 1800s. It wasn't until the 1900s that they actually grew them as potted plants, and that started in California, as a lot of things do. And of course, now that's where we get 90% of our poinsettia plants is from California. There are all different kinds of poinsettias beyond just the red or the white ones that are out there now. There are salmon-colored ones. There are bicolors. There are apricot, yellow, burnt orange. There are ones that have ruffly leaves to them. There are dwarf ones that are little mini ones that fit in terrariums. They have all different types on them. And of course, the thing that shows the color is not a flower, but a bract or a mattified leaf. So enjoy your poinsettias that you're getting from the garden centers and really appreciate the people growing them. To grow them and have them look good right through the holidays, you want to put them in a sunny room, a warm room if you can, avoid cold drafts, and only water them once they start wilting, then give them some water. Other than that, they should last for a couple months. Now, if you're someone who's really into poinsettias and you actually want to get them to come back the next year, what you can do is in May, you want to cut the whole thing back to about 6 inches tall, then put it out in a part sun location outdoors somewhere and water it and fertilize it, pinch off the tops in July so they bush out. And then come October, this is the hard part, you've got to give them 14 hours of total darkness every night. During the day, they'll be bright out in the sun. During the night, they have to be total darkness for 2 months. That gets the leaves to change. If you're willing to do that, God bless you. Go ahead and do it. I'm just going to buy mine from the garden center.
Hey, here's a question. Why do I pronounce it poinsettia and you pronounce it poinsettia? Are they both acceptable or?
Well, you know, Joel's name is Poinsett, and poinsettia is really the name you see written most of the time in horticultural literature. So that's kind of why I call it poinsettia. One last thing about it, I just remembered, a lot of people think that the leaves are toxic. That is really a fallacy. They can cause a little stomach irritation and a little irritation in your mouth for a pet or a child, but they're not going to be really that harmful. They have a really like a latex in them. Most people are not going to want to eat
them. Oh, good. Good to know. Okay. Here is a question coming in from Elaine in Essex Junction. And Elaine writes, every year at this time, I purchase an indoor amaryllis bulb growing kit. Elaine says, every year I have beautiful blooms and I bring out the bulbs that have been sleeping and they grow every time. However, this year, the bulb that came in the kit has gotten some rot going on after only 2 weeks in the grow mix included. Elaine says she inspected the bulb and removed that rot and cleaned off the roots and put it in to grow again. But she asks, do you think it will grow or is it a lost cause?
Well, that's a good question, Elaine. So first of all, what I would do is I'd go back to where I bought it and say, this bulb was a little defective and they might give you another one instead. But since you've already committed to doing this, I think you're doing all the right things. Get some fresh potting soil, as it sounds like what you did. Clean off that rotting area where the fungus is. You can even dust it with a little sulfur. That might help prevent the rot from spreading so much. And as long as when you're trimming those roots, you didn't cut off all the roots on what we call the basal plate, that bottom of the amaryllis bulb, then it should form new roots and you should have a beautiful flower.
And if you've got a question for Charlie Nardozzi about all things gardening, do send it to us and find out how at vpr.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.